The American Dialect Society this weekend dubbed metrosexual as the word or phrase for the year 2003. Metrosexual was coined by Mark Simpson and is defined as a fashion-conscious heterosexual male who has clearly taken himself as his own love object. Weekend Edition commentator Alfred Lubrano loves words. He's compiled his own glossary of memorable words from the past year.
Language is a changeable thing. And we chattering humans are always looking for new ways to say stuff. The year 2003 was no different. We uttered words like benifer, embedded, spiderhole, SARS. Every year boasts its own vocabulary, a unique set of words and phrases that suddenly become culturally relevant. Not all the words are necessarily new, but they possess a fresh importance given current events. In 2003, the khaki and camouflage set re-injected an older, practically poetic military phrase, spider hole, into the lexicon. It refers, of course, to the dusty subterranean refuge where Saddam Hussein was discovered. The word embed came with the shock and awe of the Baghdad invasion, a noun that refers to a reporter who became part of a military unit to cover the invasion of Iraq. It now also describes a reporter covering a political campaign. In the world of high tech, we communicated our great reliance on staying in touch by morphing the device known as a BlackBerry, a wireless email pager, into a CrackBerry, that is, an apparatus so addictive that everyone has to have it, says Jeffrey O'Brien, senior editor at Wired Magazine. One hopes we've seen the last of flash mobs, which were pointless gatherings of people summoned by like-minded geeks on the internet. And we could sure live without uttering the hybrid benifer again. That's Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. By the way, a year ago, conveying our 2002 preoccupation, the American Dialect Society, which has been choosing words of the year since 1889, voted the still elusive weapons of mass destruction as words of the year. By way of comparison, in 2001, the word of the year was a somber, suitable number, 9/11. Year 2000 gave us Chad. In 1999, it was Y2K. Whether or not you use these words, they remain useful guides to what we were saying and thinking way back when, in 2003. Lord knows what'll come out of our mouths this year. Can you say President Sharpton?
Alfred Lubrano is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the author of Limbo, Blue Collar Roots, White Collar Dreams.